You guys want mic up?
Oh, yeah.
Chew it on screen.
Chew it on screen. It's Mr. Feastables.
Mr. Feces.
That's what he's going to go with.
He's calling it Feastables.
What?
That's what he's going with.
I'm going to go with that. Feces.
They ask him what he's going with. What does he do?
He's looking good.
He's got new. He decides he's a billionaire. He needs new teeth.
Why doesn't the smile touch his eyes? What is he? Does he have a fucking stroke?
Yeah. Where did this freak come from?
No. You know where he came from? He was so good at studying the algorithm in YouTube, he just became a billionaire because he was that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was that good.
He was like, nah, I got to start with a polysyllabic title. It's going to be two syllables, then three, then one, then one. And that turns out, I figured out the code of what people like. His smile doesn't even touch his eyes. That's how good he is.
It's like you know the John C. Reilly when Tim and Eric did the John C. Reilly with look up John C. Reilly, Tim and Eric with teeth.
What's
makeup.
He called? That was so good back in the day.
It really was. That one.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Beast. That's the billionaire.
Holy shit.
That's the funniest thing. I was thinking about that all night last night.
Dude, I've never seen that. That's good as hell.
Isn't that hilarious?
Man, that was so good. That was the golden age.
That's funny. I don't know if it was like a TikTok thing, but I don't know. They were saying like John C. Reilly has like a bunch of like enemies. Like he's like Edward Norton to work with on a set and shit like that.
Are you sure it's not his cock so big he's made enemies of a lot of women? so he's like this.
Fuck that. I went to Harvard.
He's like, nah, I'm rewriting the ending. So I don't know. I've never heard any stories about old Johnny.
Something like, him and Will Ferrell aren't friends anymore, and Adam McKay's not friends with him anymore, and this guy's not friends, you know.
What, were they all butt-fucking?
Yeah, they were fucking.
They got butt promise rings?
Yeah, there's some John C. Reilly is. I mean, he does dress like a fucking, he dresses like a Brooklyn fucking shop proprietor now.
Well, he's got to be fucking 70 years old.
Yeah, he was good in Days of Thunder. Yeah, he was.
Which one was Days of Thunder?
He's 60.
What? Oh, I thought he was 70. Okay, 60.
I know, 60's
that's not that bad.
He's still married to the same woman, which is...
What, was he in The Perfect Storm when he was fucking 14?
Yeah, probably.
What the fuck?
Well, when it was... John C. Reilly was in The Perfect Storm, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, he was like me. He looked like 30 at like 10.
Yeah. Those are some good days.
Yeah, wow. So it's... 1990 would be 35... That means he was 25 and he was Buck Brotherton. Mom.
Was that Eric Hayden?
Yeah, Eric Hayden Riley.
John C. Reilly when Tim and Eric did the beauty makeover with John C. Reilly with Steve Brule. If you go back, remember that?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Like,
shit's raw.
That's funny. That's good shit.
Yarg.
Oh. Yeah.
Man. Oh, what a treat.
It's makeover time.
What a ride.
We're going to go get makeovers.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Pimp my body.
I want a full face of like bottle service girl makeup.
Bottle service.
Like what? How else would you describe, like that girl that I'm thinking of? Like hot Lebanese.
The glorious.
What?
The girl that makes the drinks.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. That one?
Oh, yeah, no, I was thinking more like a Kim Kardashian wannabe girl, like a bottle service girl. Like
these girls are great.
Yes. Pigs.
They're probably good people.
Great. They're probably great lays and they fucking ride.
Well, they're virgins. These are virgins, Nick.
Yeah, those are definitely virgins.
These girls have never been touched.
What the hell is that style?
They're called my beauties.
Like a Spider-Man.
Yep.
Spider-Man's girls.
These beauties have never been touched.
Yep, just their own tampons. They just shoot themselves. You just hear like little tampon suicides inside them.
If they called themselves the leather women, I would respect them more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Man, you got a redhead and a...
And they're serving you a bottle.
High body count Asian.
Can I smell that chocolate, Charles, or is that?
Oh, no, absolutely. Oh. Yeah. No,
it's Mr. Feast. It's Mr. Feces.
Mr. Feces?
It's like how I passed it to you.
Is this Feastables?
No, yes. It's not bad.
It is.
I'd rather have that than chocolate. Doesn't have beaver assholes in it.
I can't do it on principle, but thank you so much.
I appreciate
what's got beaver's
that.
Assholes, isn't it?
That's vanillin.
Vanilla has beaver's assholes?
It's derived from a beaver's anus. So there was a scientist that was like, he's like this, fucking a beaver raw. He's like, this isn't doing it for me. He's like, he's eating out a beaver's ass. He's like, it's just like vanilla.
Holy shit.
What
this
the hell
is easy.
What do they do to these animals? They have just
scientist rocks. It's
what
probably
going
to be easy to find a lot of beavers.
Yep. It's going to be easy to find the guy that eats a beaver's ass.
Yeah.
Without being asked to.
Where is what does this Wikipedia article say, Chris? What are we talking about here?
Vanillin.
Vanillin.
Vanilli.
Can you control F and search for beaver?
What was that?
That was the Windows soundscape. That's what I've been creating and crafting over the years. Whenever I find a little sound that I like,
mm-hmm.
I just throw it in there, like xylophone.
Yeah.
I was at Guitar Center playing on the xylophone, and I was just like,
whoa,
this sounds crazy. I had to record it. I had to record it with my H4N and then plug it into my Windows soundscape.
You were like, yo, Guitar Center guy, go grab a recorder real quick. Undo it. Just take it out of the box. Start using it. Just start recording this.
Yeah.
Wow, these girls are great. Look at the one on the right with that big face.
She's making a big face.
This is at the restaurant. This is at the steakhouse we went to in Richmond, Virginia.
What's that? Daddy's Steakhouse?
No, I think it was Hugh. Was the steakhouse?
No, the restaurant we went to in Richmond, Virginia. That was like a club. Remember, it was like a black club, but it was a steakhouse, and we were the only people in there in the back. You remember that?
What the hell?
Oh, I remember.
Where the hell was this?
In the main street.
We've been all over, Sam.
Where were we talking about?
We were at a big table. Someone was with us. Eric was there.
Yeah.
Eric and Nick.
Yeah.
Aiden. It was a big table. Yeah. I'm okay.
Was the place empty?
Yes.
Ew. We were in the back.
It wasn't. It was during the day.
Towards the kitchen?
Towards the kitchen.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I had like this fire
Eric,
and ice.
Eric was there. Eric
there was a bottle service area.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And it was very odd.
Uh-huh. Are we recording on the camera?
Yep. We've been recording for 15 minutes.
Okay. I would like to think of the...
Wow.
Butter. I like to think of the Asian girls picking on the horse-faced girl,
mm-hmm.
and then the true secrets that go on. This is the good stuff. If they
Who's
want
the horse-faced girl,
the horse,
the one on the
right.
Far right.
Oh,
but like
the ugly face bitch.
Yeah, the big, you know, the big exaggerated features.
The bitch
girl.
With the fucking ugly ass face.
The treachery of dumb sluts.
The treacherous bitchery, bitches, nasty bitches. They might be nice, though.
They might be
great.
What if they're women not? Are generally,
yeah, are they?
Yeah. They're like, you know what, Sam?
Intolerable.
I really liked...
I'm sorry what happened to you on your GT3 purchase.
Yeah, you didn't...
It's not cool, but you got caught up.
Video games aren't as good as they used to be. I'll give you that. Drifting is something that you think you want to do, and then you start buying drift cars, and you're like, these fucking things are a waste of time. I'm never going to have time to track because you're busy doing shit. You don't even have time to hang out with your friends. Never mind, go drift, get schedule track time.
She actually sounds really reasonable.
She's like,
she sounds hot. I want to date whoever's saying that stuff.
At least I smell good. I don't smell bad. I clean my mouth, so it doesn't stink like juice and like sugar. Sugar,
mm-hmm.
Fruit
sugar. I make sure my breath smells good. I take care of myself, my personal hygiene. Honestly, I'm not going to talk like that because that's the way disgusting, whorish girls talk, but I probably taste like water down there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say that.
No.
But anyway, before you got here, I cleaned up your whole apartment. I made your bed.
I taste like water.
Do you like roast beef?
Sure.
Do you like salt and peppery roast beef?
Yeah.
I made a bunch of it for you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Because you like protein
and this
in
is
one
coming,
vegetable.
This is not coming from Nick Roachford.
No.
This is a hot girl.
Hot bottle girl. Yeah, you like roast beef? Do you like simple green vegetables too?
Yeah.
Just like a serving of vegetables and a serving of meat, right?
Uh-huh.
Good. I hope you like glass bottled water because I've got two of them highly chilled.
Okay.
Yep.
I want this. All right. What we're talking about. I want this relationship. I want this to happen. Mm-hmm. I have one question for you.
Yeah.
You don't run Shamanics Antiques, do you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That probably sounds weird. You probably don't even know what that is.
I don't even pay attention to stupid shit like that.
All right.
I'm mainly just 90s Japanese drift cars.
And yes, I want a date.
Yeah, 90s drift cars. And honestly, just early computer and video game lore from the late 80s and 90s. And honestly, getting pounded.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, just trying to be, that's what I focus on.
Take a pounding.
Yeah, and honestly, shutting my stupid fucking mouth after, and then getting the fuck out of there as fast as possible after the roast beef is eaten.
Sounds good.
Not roast beef down there. That shit's gross. My shit looks like two smooth cheeks pressed together, but it's a pussy. But I don't even talk like that because that's disgusting. I wrote it down for you so you can read it. I'll send you nudes later after I leave. Just to keep you kind of going.
Yep.
All right.
Keep the vision alive.
And she serves bottles.
All right. See you later. What's that?
She's a bottle service
girl. And guys
girl.
Are like this. Yo, give me a bottle of whatever.
Vodka.
Yeah. And she's like, all right. And she brings it over. And it's like more expensive or it's like what's the service?
It's more expensive for fucking faggots.
So gay guys go there.
If you came in, Charles, I'd give it to you for a half price of the cost. You got that right. You're thinking of the right price.
Okay.
It's a $50 bottle of vodka. I'd sell it to you for $25.
That's how bottle girls do.
I know how to steal them because I know there's a crate in the basement where I can take them from.
So she's a bar back also.
I just steal things for cool guys like you.
But you're still the bottle service girl.
Still her. Yeah.
Yeah. There is something nice, though, when you're at a busy place and there's like a nice server girl or whatever and she's wearing like three hats and not complaining.
She's wearing three hats on her fucking head?
Well, she... Yeah. No, she's like making drinks, serving people, and then also like being the host. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It'd be funny if she was wearing three hats just to make Charles laugh.
Yeah, I think three hats would be
like a cowboy hat with a baseball hat on it,
or just
beret,
the brims just going. try.
They're all really funny hats,
and they look great. Yeah. She looks like Boy George.
She comes around the corner like that,
and it's just stacked. She comes with the cat in the hat.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, that's actually what you meant. Mm. Isn't this funny, Chris? Mm. Chris, I heard you drove the 7-iron 180 yards last week.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
You went to golf?
I'm trying to learn golf and get good at golf. And
is that far?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was at Mulligan's Island. I just hit the ball, and then I saw it went past the 175 mark.
You just swing it. You just whack them out. Whack them out.
Just rip and rip it, as John Daly says.
Me and all my hot girlfriends were in our convertible, fingering ourselves, watching you hit golf balls.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Yeah, me and my other hot bottle service girlfriends.
Yeah,
we're basically just watching you hit the 7-iron, 180 yards, basically farther than everybody else at the driving range. And I fingered myself so hard, I squirted all over the car floor.
Let me make sure I get the number right.
You're probably about 180.
Okay.
You could have had a hit.
You might have hit it. You might have gotten a record.
Maybe it was a little less. I like how it's measured in yards, though.
Oh.
It's like football.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. You
know? That's awesome. You should learn how to hit stinger shots.
I should.
And there's a guy's on TikTok. Now I'm back to just being Nick. No more hot pussy girl. Yep.
Okay.
Just me again. Hey, guys. Would I miss anything?
Just us fingering our own asses listening to that story.
Listen to the girl. Hot bottle girl.
That's funny, though. I like those positions. You know, they're interesting. What their lives, I don't know. I mean, there's a limit to what you want to know about it, but I think some perspective on that. I'm not always around bottle girls. They're like a different species.
I think I remember them. Actually, you know what? You're not that crazy. I think I actually do remember them being very nice. From like hanging out with Guidos and shit. They used to, like, I used to hang out with, Pauly D and those guys. And
yeah.
They would always have like bottle girls come around. They were always really friendly, especially if you were funny.
Hmm. What sports like comedians?
They played like Lick the Ass and.
Lick the Ass.
They played the Drink the Gum and. They played
collegiate sports.
collegiate sports, be really fun. And
now you guys were, I thought the horse face thing was mean, but I might be even meaner because the first thing I looked at is torso to leg ratio.
Yeah.
Immediately.
She's got the rectangle popping.
And
she's sort of, she's standing at an angle to trick you and make you think that she's not got the rectangle.
Are you saying we're doing transvestigation right now?
Not at that level. No.
No.
Because so what is endomorph? Does that even apply to women?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. But it's more about the, you know, whether they got the pear shape or whether they got the fucking
the xenomorph or plot.
Xenomorph is what we're talking about. Yeah.
What's the tall one? This is sort of like mantis. Praying mantis.
Mantis type. Of, I would say that's more sort of normal.
Okay.
Or more sort of sexy type.
Okay.
Sexy type.
Yeah.
Okay.
The black one I would say is mantis or
this here.
Yeah.
The Angel Reese looking girl.
The legs are a little too long almost in that sense. In that sense.
Jessica Rabbit. Remember her?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wonder if she's aged at all.
A nice little
cartoons have aged.
Watermark.
She looks like a crack whore. Like,
you pick open the comic, it's one of their funerals. Sounds kind of good though.
That is nuts. Like they're getting car accidents.
They're getting AIDS.
Cartoons getting like 40s cartoons, like Hulk like loses a friend and gets into an opioid addiction and shit.
That new Shrek news, Nick, good. That you mentioned, is that yes. something, is there a certain video?
We've been validated.
They tried that with Wolverine. They did a few Wolverine, like, aging.
Really?
Type, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Wolverine, faggot in real life is the one where he's aging a little bit.
Yeah. Wolverine beard.
Yeah, beard. Wolverine smile. Just how how he looks like when he's being a showman. It's like enough to make, it's like fucking makes you run.
That's so funny. Wolverine beard haver. He's aged.
Mm-hmm. What is he? Oh, and I think the one where he's aging, it's like I think he was pleading a case for more immigration, I believe, was the message of the movie.
Oh, you think the actual movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, this is interesting. I remember
save the Mexican girl.
Yeah, he's like, shh, bum, 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 bum. I don't know what he was doing in it.
Yeah.
Let's go see a Broadway show. I'm going to be in one in the spring.
That's Wolverine. They should have gotten Mickey Rourke to do Wolverine all these years, and it would have had credence to it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Except they get the gayest man in the history of acting show business.
The gayest.
It's like
man.
Getting Andy Dick, get him ripped, he's doing Wolverine, and get him some acting lessons. Like, fuck you, bro. It's the best they can do. Ah, he's not.
Andy Dick doing Wolverine would be so. They should do that.
Yeah.
Or we should do that. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. We get, like, who is the AIDSiest guy in Hollywood right now?
That'd be Mr. AIDS.
Yeah. Damn. Like Ellen. You're like Ellen DeGeneres to play Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't think they would do it.
But the guy, Jan McPhee, gets called out.
He gets called out?
Yeah. Have you gotten this message yet? This DM?
No.
I got 10 of them yesterday.
Delta Force?
Basically, this is the guy basically saying he threw 700 grenades.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the green Shrek.
Yeah, I wish.
It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, Charles, I didn't mean green Shrek.
I was like, damn. Like
fucking 90 or whatever it was. I broke my leg, landed in a minefield, patched. Had a walk with broken bones.
Well, come to find out, America's favorite Green Beret ninja warrior, Chuck Norris, master Delta Force 160th pilot, Jean Shrek McPhee, the self-proclaimed Baghdad Sheriff of Baghdad, is a con man, a fraud, and a liar. Something that I have been saying for about a year.
I don't believe
now,
it.
I don't buy it either.
I just didn't have the receipts. I'm supporting John McPhee now.
I think so. He deserves respect. He deserves to have a voice.
Definitely. Listen here. Pause. When John McPhee was talking about how he's and a team, there it's a team of guys. Listen, these guys are so secret.
Careful.
I don't even know what they're called, all right? We were at the Mall of America. I was shopping for a gun. And these guys dropped in from the skylights, and they actually froze time so that no one could see them. They paused time, like in a video game, and only I was able to see them because I was standing under a clock, okay? And these guys,
This is on purpose. This.
They
were there by accident.
They were. John McPhee pulls up in a, I shit you not, a clown car. He busts out 20 guys. They had to have been 9 feet tall. Okay. I'm looking down this guy. He's got a rifle. It looks like a toothpick because he's 9'7", 580 pounds. All right. Mm-hmm. Covered in juggernaut gear that makes him even taller. And his team, he was the shortest guy on his team. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they start going around taking, there's little black kids all around the mall, and they start yanking their braids.
The frogmen.
The frogmen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was just to get warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
John McPhee gets out. I shit you not. He's on a creepy crawly. He's covered in what's the ice cream? Ben and Jerry's. He's got Ben and Jerry's ice cream. He ate the cone so fast it's dripping all over his tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls up to me on a creepy crawl and he says, good luck getting him to believe this, buddy. You haven't seen half the shit I've seen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I believe anything John McPhee says.
That was the when he had the shirt on that said Soul Snatcher.
Yes.
So you're telling me he interrupts those emergency situations to tell you that you haven't seen shit?
Yeah.
He was soul snatching that day at the Mall of America.
He was soul. They were soul snatching.
Frogmen. But
he probably just came out of a fucking minefield. That's how you got him off balance.
He was driving his little red Toyota pickup truck right through Al-Qaeda. And sometimes I'd have to pretend to be a retard.
And you know what? He had a little bit of a limp that day. I assumed it was because he was playing football, but it turns out it's because both of his legs are broken.
But he was running so fast with broken legs. He was running, watching a guy running with compound fractured broken tibias was awesome.
He's done it.
Yeah, it just looked a little different than a normal run mechanic because there was a third movement of the movement of the hips.
Yeah.
It was cool.
He was compensating with the hips
for
the fact that his tibias were fractured.
But he was running a sub 4 second 40.
Yeah.
Like he could beat Shador Sanders in a 40 with broken tibias.
He actually he did race Sha'Carri Richardson.
Yeah, and he smoked her with broken tibias.
Oh.
Yeah, she was talking about, you know, y'all cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But he's dragged her soul to the dark, the deep.
He took her to deep waters and he drowned her there. He left her there.
He's known to do that.
That's what he does.
And remember, he broke into Al-Qaeda's headquarters.
Dressed like a tranny.
Yep. He dressed as a woman and he did retard voice. And the guy was like, let him through.
Yep. That's
let him through.
Deep cover.
Damn, I had no idea he was that accomplished. I'm going to have to look into him more. I can tell by his demeanor that, you know, he doesn't have anything to hide. Why would he even bother saying things like this if they weren't true? Is what I mean.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And the retard voice thing, just to recap for people, if people haven't seen this, there is a clip of him saying that he got out of it. He got out of like a traffic checkpoint in like Baghdad or something, like some actual war zone. He got out of a traffic checkpoint by pretending to be retarded.
And this is someone essentially would be holding a landmine under his chin.
Yeah. So that's what you see
Tora Bora.
Tora Bora.
The premise of going back into Tora Bora is there was a guy who supposedly him and his sons brought Bin Laden out, right? They escorted him into Pakistan, right? And then the goal was find him. So I had to go out alone. I was out for
in
days,
the middle of the street.
Taxis, trucks, hitchhiking, whatever you want to call it.
Selling ass.
I get to the area. I had a Kent cigarette bag with a f***ing, you know, a Super 8 VHS. I think it was Super 8. Or may have been 6 mil at that time. 8 or 6 mil, like cassettes in the little recorder. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
In a Kent cigarette bag and like a sat phone.
I thought that bag was full of cigarettes. You're telling me it's got a camera in it?
Towards Tora Bora Mountains and hitchhiked all the way till I got there.
All by yourself.
Yeah.
Holy
shit. Dude, holy shit.
No, less than that.
No, more people with me. There were three guys with me.
Less than that, because I wasn't even all there.
I can't say it.
By yourself, no less than that.
I just sent the Kent bag with the camera in it. I said, film it.
No one could tell there was a camera in it because there was cigarettes on the bag, so people figured there were cigarettes in the bag.
That's how I threw them out the scent. But I said, I'll hold it like a camera, though, even though it's a Kent cigarettes
What's
bag.
What's in that bag? Is that what he did?
That's what that's what he claims to have done.
What's in the bag? Never mind.
Oh, I wish she was not hot. Oh, man. This, I really want to hear the retard.
Ass, his favorite fuck was this lady. She was not hot, but she was married. So we figured maybe she knew where he went. So we rolled up her husband one day, had the tailor tell him to come to the store. Then we had these Mohawk guys, you know, the Mohawks. We had locals that helped us, and we trained them. And then they ended up becoming later the CT force, right?
Okay.
And then my two guys, I was like, hey, if we can't get this guy, quick, go start a fight on the street so to get them all out of the store. So had my two Mohawks start fist fighting in front of the store, just like anywhere in the world, right? Everyone comes outside to see what's going on. Literally, the guy comes out to watch. He's standing his back to the door they're going to snatch him with. And literally... Shoot.
Oh, shoot. Nice.
Fucking drive away. And then they're like, where'd the guy go? He disappeared in the crowd. My boss is like, he disappeared. I'm like, no, assault team's got him. Sit up.
So that was the mission. My guy's going to fuck this guy's wife. We want to snatch this other guy and see if we can fuck him too.
It's like that. That's the way the stories are all like that.
Sounds funny though. That's kind of funny.
It's like good sketch writing.
Yeah,
he gets out through this. First of all, it's what does it say? Toast the muff.
Just fucking. I like to muff. I like having a muff.
Toast right after this, like heat from this, like maybe like 6 months ago or a year. When did we do that? Like 8 months ago.
I don't know.
It's like half a year ago.
Yeah, probably eight months ago. You know, we're catching all the flack for calling. And then, you know, just anybody in their right mind could hear this and be like, this stinks like shit.
It's fucking...
He starts dating a Real Housewife of Los Angeles.
Oh. He did?
Yeah.
What, was he toasting a muff?
He dates like some fucking dumb tramp from Bravo Network.
I wonder if he has the same agent as that frizzy-haired...
The curly CIA guy?
Race mutt CIA guy, yeah.
The one that doesn't look like... He's like, and I would kick the guy's asses.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I kicked six... They dropped me in the tank with these Russian guys.
The guy with the big fro?
The big afro.
What's that guy's name?
I'm from Brazil.
Oh, bro.
And then I
wonder if they have the same agent.
I did a spinning back kick, and then I kicked this guy's ass. I threw the other one through the wall, and then I punched one of them so hard.
Yeah,
freaking dickhead.
Andrew bust
a nut in my mouth, you fucking dickhead.
Yo.
Stop talking shit. I'll freaking kill you. Like, it's so easy for me. The bisexual kid in this.
This shit sucks, dude.
Everyday espionage.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is what the world's like now.
We gotta deal with this. Yeah. Think about the guys at home that aren't soldiers that are taking this stuff seriously, though. Like the legitimate fans of this. That they're like, did you end up watching last night's Bustamante? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that stuff was good. They had the wolf.
How hard is it? Well, it's basically impossible to disappear.
Bustamunti, that his name's that's his name.
Yeah,
Bustamunti.
It's like Bongino right here.
It's Bongino.
Yeah, Bongino.
It's hard. Is that the guy, the crazy guy?
Yeah,
Bongino.
Yeah,
he's the FBI guy, right?
Oh yeah. The guy with just that freaking crazy looking.
No, that's
that guy.
The patch guy is some other fucking
Dan Jeez. Crenshaw.
Crenshaw, yeah.
Bongino's an FBI. Trump's appointed FBI guy, right?
Bongino looks like he should be managing a gym.
Yeah, he looks like a Dominican speakers guy.
Yeah.
He should have nice speakers in his Chevy S10 Extreme.
He works at sound effects.
He should be putting together emails about CrossFit for his 30 enrolled customers.
Wasn't he saying that he goes to work every day with Cash Patel? He's like, we're there every day.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, there every day. We're working in there next to each other. Like, yeah, no shit, dickhead. No, you have a job.
He's like, come here. I want to show you the game plan. They got a map like this. Okay, here's where we're gonna
working on it.
They start that we're working tirelessly. Oh, we got to take a break.
So beat.
And he's like, no, I want you to see this. It's a presentation. It's this thing I've been putting together. I think it could pose a possible threat. I want you to see. No, don't. That's their working. No, don't touch.
Dan Bongino was bragging about how he's working every day.
Every day. Look up Dan Bongino. He lost his wife. Like, he's like, he got a divorce.
He's working so hard.
Yeah.
Everything for this. I mean, you know, my wife is struggling. I'm not a victim. I'm not Jim Comey.
Everybody gives up everything for everything.
All the
time. You fucking dumbass fat. Yeah, if you want to make money, though.
Nah, you get to hang out with your wife all day, every day.
Teen Crumpets.
Not Teen Crumpets.
Well, I mean, Cash is there all day. We share it. The offices are late.
Excuse me,
who? He turns on the faucet. I hear it. He's there. He gets in at like 6 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't leave till 7 at night.
His name's Cash.
You know, I'm in there at 7:30 in the morning.
You should have said 10:30. It would have been so funny.
That's embarrassing. Close that. Can't even look at that. It's my country. That's embarrassing.
They're talking about work hours. Imagine that.
What the fuck, dude?
Having to do it.
What a little fucking Italian whiny faggot.
Yeah, I found that as well. Friend of ours found the dead heat.
That's
thing.
The Italian. There! That's the Italian in him. That whining about hours.
Yeah,
that's an Italian. That's like a female, like
mama's boy.
Mama's
shit.
Boy thing.
Yeah, crybaby. Like mama wants to hear. Oh, you work so hard.
Yeah.
You do, sir, Anthony.
I didn't even get a break to get my meatballs.
No, you gotta eat. You gotta tell you the time.
I haven't had mama's meatballs in days. Ooh, I'm the FBI director.
You have to make sure you eat something in your
help,
body.
Help! Help!
Okay, I come in. Here I come with bread for you. Your mama take care of you. You have to have something in your stomach.
He's doing that interview. Someone brings him a nice, big, fresh, baked, hot piece of bread.
Fucking stinking garlic
bread. He takes
bread.
A bite. He goes right back to being normal. He's all set.
Oh, phew. I had to work.
Do you believe they even do work?
I know. What do they do? I just want to see him. I want an oversight committee. I want to run the oversight committee.
I don't know, but that's ultra embarrassing. Even if they were, whether he's doing real work or not, being on TV whining about the hours that he's got to put in to be the FBI director or whatever.
You work your whole.
Dummies that watch it, though. I bet they believe it and they're like this. Oh, we got to cut him some slack. He's fucking work some a little more than ours. Yeah.
Director. No, I don't go to work at 7:30. I show up at 9:30.
Deputy director FBI.
Fucking fruitcake. Okay.
From Queens. That's the dead heat thing you guys wanted to see.
Oh, gun battle.
Yeah.
Found
wow,
it.
Wow, wow, wow.
Play it. It's really good. Grenade throw is incredible.
Holy shit.
Wow.
How do you make something this good?
No, seriously, that's
unbelievable.
That's incredible.
The legs.
He's just done shooting him.
I love the grenade throw. That's so good.
Holy
and
shit.
The shot
the gun
the
going
door.
Off?
Oh my god, man.
Is that the guy from Karate Kid?
Oh, I hope so.
It is. It's, what's his name?
The coach?
Dude, the bad guy?
The bad guy.
The bad guy?
Kreese. John Kreese.
Oh, I'm praying. It's him.
Oh, no, it's not. It's Treat Williams. Wow, Treat Williams looks just like the other guy.
What is Dead Heat? What the hell is this?
Joe Piscopo? Oh.
Wow.
Oh, Treat Williams. Is there a Dead Heat
Vincent
trailer?
Price?
Let's see trailer, Chris.
Wow.
What's that guy's name? Joe Piscopo?
Yeah, from SNL.
He's also the bad guy in...
There's definitely something very weird going on here.
Detective Roger Mortis has a problem. He's dead. But Detective Bigelow is bringing him back alive.
We have something on the monitor, Captain.
Whoa.
That's okay. Don't get up. Told you not to get up.
Now.
Whoa.
He's got 12 hours to solve the toughest murder case of his career.
His own.
His own.
What is this thing? Very ugly. Get down! When guns killed people?
That's it. From now on, I'm a vegetarian.
How do you fight this thing? Maybe we could drown it in A1 sauce.
Treat Williams.
Sit down.
And Joe Piscopo are dead heat.
You shoot them, they don't die.
Can't keep a good cop dead.
I know it's going to be like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I know what I'm watching tonight.
That's crazy.
Written by Terry Black. Who the hell's Terry Black?
He's the barbecue guy.
Terry Black's barbecue. What?
Yeah, damn.
I got into barbecue after the movie stuff.
Fucking treat.
Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Interesting.
All of them? Silk Stockings writer? Wow.
Yo.
Wow, that's cool.
Crazy.
Cool.
Wow, it goes way back.
Damn. Yeah, so that's shout out. Let's see who was like, the dude who sent me that.
Nice. Alan Dershowitz troll on Martha's Vineyard.
What is the dark truth of John Shrek McPhee? Is he actually lying about his...
Welcome back to the channel, everybody. No fancy interest.
Let's see if there's
I don't want to watch 15 minutes of some coffee beard guy. What is this crap?
He's just looking at documents.
...of the Special Forces tab to Sergeant Major McPhee be revoked.
What do the comments say? They revoked his thing so that he could be a top secret guy. You know, you can't go out there...
talking shit.
Yeah. A good rule of thumb is disregard anyone who brags about what a badass they are. Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, who else is going to fucking tell you a goddamn story?
Shrek was awarded 6 Army Good Conduct Medals, equivalent to 18 years of service with no disciplinary actions.
Perfect attendance?
I, on the other hand, did 18 years of service and was only awarded 2. These guys are such bitches. The Special Force, we always say you could trust a Marine with your life, but not with your wife. I'm assuming locksmith, we use our facility, blah, blah, blah.
I'd take him in a gunfight.
Yeah, it's bold.
Wow.
Are they just talking about his personal, his problem with women?
Yeah, who gives a shit? He's probably just...
These military guys are such fucking faggots, dude. Close this tab.
We're lucky he's not gay.
Yeah, that's not worth it to throw him down.
Move on. Next.
Yep. Let's go out to this. Alan, this is fun.
Remember me from Epstein Island?
Oh,
it's our.
This is in Martha's Vineyard at a winery.
Wow.
This is what the vineyard has become.
Would you like a pierogi?
Can you put it in my mouth?
Is it true that you said the reasonable age of consent is 15? You didn't ignore me on Epstein Island.
You don't think this constitutes harassment?
Officer, I'm with him.
Sir,
we're together.
I've been advised that he feels harassed by you. I am requesting that you give him some space and stop that.
Am I being detained?
Not at this time. I'm asking you to
stay
with me.
No, thank you.
This man is calling me an anti-Zionist.
Excuse me, this man is a saint. Goddamn. Long hair problems. Officer, I was wondering if you could help me. Does this dress make my ass look big?
I am not observing that.
No homo.
Same statement.
Bro,
Alan Dershowitz getting harassed on Mother's Vineyard is mad funny.
Oh my god! Damn,
Alan Dershowitz is the nightmare, man.
I forget, is he someone's lawyer or something?
He's like everybody's lawyer.
Yeah, he's like the one.
Bill Clinton's the lawyer. He's like the lawyer.
Doesn't he like run the one of the committees, the big committees, the. ADL or some fucking shit or
not the ADL, but click his Wikipedia. Yeah, I don't know, but he's a big wig though.
Larry David famously told him off in a grocery store.
I think you were telling me about that.
That was kind of hip.
Made a big show of it.
Yeah.
Was that because he wasn't enough of a Zionist or something?
I think it was Trump related or something.
Oh, it was Trump related, right?
It must be Trump's lawyer.
A Trump guy?
Might be Trump's lawyer.
Vaguely, I think he helped. I think he helped Trump at some point, or has, or is.
That's probably why they were fighting then. Never mind.
Is there any normie? What's popping off in the normie sphere with the Epstein stuff? Are people still talking about that? Or has that died down?
Not that I've seen, but...
I haven't heard anything about that in
20 years.
Yeah, almost.
I don't think so. The disabled sheep drives to see his dad.
Oh. That's a normal thing.
Do it again, Mo.
Cyborg. Wow. That's wild. Who the hell built that for that sheep?
Oh, my goodness. Do it again, Mo.
Who built that fucking AV cart?
It looks unsafe.
Yeah. It's $48,000.
You got a tennis ball joystick.
Should go 30 miles an hour.
Yeah. It's going on the highway. He's on your rearview mirror. Mm. He's tailgating you. He's like, come on, go!
He's so close to you, it's like he's in the back seat.
Speaking of disabled, let's look at the Rampage Jackson Jr.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh,
this wrestling was really
thing.
Nice.
You saw that, Chuck?
Yeah, I did. I liked when he did the beer can thing. I thought that trick was so good. Mm-hmm. Like the way they do it, the little sleight of hand they do with their beer cans. It was interesting.
Raja.
Yeah, it's Raja.
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 Now, he did a can. The other guy did a can trick on him or something. I don't know. He was
they could have just
him.
Done can tricks to each other all night, but it didn't go like that.
No.
Maybe that link right there. Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Yo. Oh. He's getting it right in the beard.
You don't know me?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hey, I think that's a little. Oh.
Like that's so good.
Easy. He's not a fucking worker, bro. Calm down.
Yeah. What is that? You're good. No, they didn't tell me to fake him. They said I could hit him
and
for
then
real.
He was apologizing after. He didn't know that he wasn't a wrestler.
Yeah, they allowed me to hit him for real.
Oh, man.
Yep, that's definitely...
Is that jail time?
I mean, he should be arrested, yeah.
Why didn't they just kill him?
I like how Mexican Mouse Man was like, yo, chill, tranquilo. Yo, get off it. He's breaking his...
These other guys are still doing wrestling moves?
Yeah, he's still wrestling like it's all good.
Yeah.
There's people screaming.
This is so nuts, man.
Sad.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe... When he got picked up, he was like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
And then, like, immediately, like, head back, like, back of his head, like, ooh. Yeah. Like...
He knew what was coming.
He somehow becomes lighter.
Alright. Did you see his reaction to the slam?
This guy?
It was really, really good.
Dude, what the fuck? Oh no.
Is this a set? Is this all a set?
You know, this
is fake?
Yeah. Is it all just a set? I mean, the hits were real, but it just
it could
his
be.
Reaction. I mean, was that slam crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, was it crazy?
That's like you kill somebody with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he tried to kill him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stand up for
that's so awesome.
Because I'm tired of everybody playing with me, bro.
You're playing with him?
What is this guy's fucking problem?
He's like a spurgy black dude.
Did you see his dad like hit him in the face in the ring? Rampage Jackson?
No.
He was like Rampage Jackson was talking and he goes like this with his hands. And like hits his son in the face, jokingly. But these people are.
I always thought Rampage was pretty well adjusted for being like a Japanese fighter. You know what I mean? Like Rampage had a weird career.
Was he good?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
The way he talks about his son is like fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, is it? I never heard it.
It's weird.
I haven't heard one.
Something about no college fund, but he has a fund for bail.
Yeah.
For him.
What?
Yeah.
It sounded like something out of the Cosby show.
He's like, have some Spanish fly. I gave my son Spanish fly.
I think that wrestler guy was apologizing after he did the beer trick or something, and I think he still laid the whoop-ass on him. It was an interesting decision.
Since the unfortunate incident, I feel bad about what happened to Psycho Stu. I don't condone what my son did. I'm going to let the justice...
you know, play out, take its course. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad about Psycho Stu and his family to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I just wish I could have been there, but I couldn't. I'm doing what any father would do, being a
bowling.
Father.
Wow. Bowling a turkey.
Look, Risa.
He's at Brunswick.
It's like three strikes in a row.
Go back and see if there's something before the incident. Oh yeah, that's the failed his son thing. What is this?
Let me call my son. Hey,
yo.
Did you get jumped by a bunch of dudes in tights, nigga? Did you get jumped by a bunch of dudes in tights?
No.
Do I need to send my goons over there?
No.
You was hugging on a dude in some damn tights.
Man,
man, you shut the fuck up. I looked at your stream, nigga. You were hugging on some dude in some booty shorts.
I wasn't fucking hugging on.
Hell yeah.
Making shit up. I ain't make nothing up. All right, long as you say.
You never know. Y'all keep playing with me.
He's got a road on his hat.
Son mad at me.
Whoa.
Are y'all happy now?
He's got a road mic on his hat. He's driving around while his son's hugging up on dudes.
Do they gas him into calling his son out, calling his son and be like, yo, your son's gay. He's a faggot.
Yeah.
Call him a faggot.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, you a faggot? He's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Man, I hate my dad.
There's something about that, like the risk of looking any homosexual, like any ounce of homosexual at all will drive someone to murder.
Yeah. If you're black, especially.
I was going to let you say that part.
What else clips? What else did they say in this video?
Wow.
Like, are there more clips of Rampage talking and shit in there?
I knew he was going to be the one that
how many do you have?
I got three boys.
But if you guys knew Rampage when he was early in his UFC career, the dude was a complete crash out. He had run-ins with the law. I think he had a few like actual incidents that probably should have landed him in jail. I say all this to say, what?
His name is Rampage.
Right.
Where the hell do you think he got?
But when I've been like,
this is crazed.
He suck up. It's like the opposite. You want, what'd you want to be? Straight? we already got in a fight once.
Oh, really?
A couple, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
He sucker punched me.
Well, I saw the slap.
How'd that go for you?
Was that that?
And what'd you do? Did you slam him on his head?
What do you want to be? Straight?
I'm assuming I think it's just all about
fucking
just making
stupid Brigand, man. Close. Just get this Brigand off my Rampage Jackson fucking Brigand.
I wish my dad was constantly just calling me a fucking gay guy. He's like, I know you got kids. Why don't you just be gay? Why don't you tell your wife you suck dick?
Do you want to be straight?
Come on now. When are you going to tell your daughters you fucking gay, faggot? This me, your dad, Rocky. It's me, Rocky. Hey, Gail. Ain't Nick a gay faggot? Yeah, he always been fucking gay. You were fucking gay when you were a little baby, too. You always act gay when you were a little kid. You think that shit's too funny. I knew you were a fucking faggot. Fucking gay-ass, faggot-ass nigga. That's you. Yeah, I know you got a wife and kids now, but you fucking dick-sucker gay nigga. That's me, your father, Rocky. You, Nick.
You're live streaming too?
Yeah, are you live? Good. Tell all your fucking fans you fucking gay, dick sucking ass, faggot ass nigga. Man, fuck your gay ass. You used to do cheerleader routines. Remember? Tell him. Gail, come in here. Tell Nick how gay he is. You don't suck. You don't fuck Jess. You want to fuck her brother because you gay. Well, you want to fuck her? You want to fuck her dad too, you fucking faggot? Hell yeah. Everybody needs to know Nick's gay. He probably had those kids, so you'd think he wasn't gay. But let me tell you something, Playboy. He fucking gay. Don't touch me, faggot. What you think you're going to touch me? It's Thanksgiving, faggot.
That's
don't
a call every day.
Don't ever put
day.
Your hands on me, your father. Respect me, Rocky. It's the normal day. It's the normal day in my house.
I'd kill someone, too.
Yeah, I'd be pretty sad. My dad was calling me up just gay baiting me.
Oh my gosh, man.
Man, he always doing that gay shit. That wasn't funny. That's gay. Do hard shit. Play football. Man.
Yeah. Oh, it's palate cleanser time.
Yeah, what's Zohan?
Don't mess with
whether
that.
You live in New York City or
oh,
not.
Pause a second. Legalized pig play.
City's mayoral race for artists and professionals in the art world.
Stupid bitch getting tonight.
Isn't that
tonight, bitch?
Affordability is a major issue.
She's running in a circle.
Showing up in campaign donations. According to publicly available data,
directions at the same time.
Andrew Cuomo
catch
has
me.
Got big donations from senior staff you. At Christie's, Phillips, Sotheby's, and other top art dealers. One art advisor has donated $2,100 to both Cuomo and Eric Adams. Talk about hedging your bets. Zora Mamdani, the assemblyman from Queens, also received support from the art.
Yo!
Just a different crowd. He received small donations from curators, gallery directors,
I don't
and
think
professors.
She's crossed. I think she's crossing
her eyes. Super PAC is spending that, over $22 million, including $5 million from Michael Bloomberg and $250,000 from hedge funder and top collector Daniel Loeb, Mamdani won the Democratic nomination. It'll be interesting to see how the art world continues to show support,
I got something that'll
financial
be interesting
and otherwise,
to see.
As the race unfolds.
Come, fucking bitch.
Hot come.
I'm Karen K. Ho, senior staff writer at Art News.
Senior victim at
As we follow
my
the
house.
Mayoral race, be sure to follow Art News for more.
Now, bleep that word out. Just, I don't know what that's about.
There's a lot
know.
Of bleeping in this last.
Bro,
that's crazy.
What is this stupid piece of shit? What's that? What was that piece of shit saying? That there's like art money?
Who
fucking cares? Is she trying? She's just trying to make it sound like art's important.
I think
because she does artwork. She's an art.
I'm glad PBS is done.
She fucking needs a good fucking.
I think the focal point of the video is, no pun intended.
She's
her
trying
eyes.
To put your dick back in her. She's putting it into her thigh. She's just like a little off center. She's like this is your dick. She's giving you a hand job right here. She's just
where is it?
Phantom hand jobs.
Everything's like off by 4 inches because her left eye's cocked. Art. I was talking about this last night about how art is in the hands of the state. Have you ever thought about that?
They own all the museums.
Sure,
and
yeah. Like, if you want cultural anything,
yeah, it's all that same sort of ruling class. Yeah,
it's some cunt that says, I want to hear the Boston Pops play at the gazebo in town. Mm-hmm. And that's like, that's your introduction to like music or your art is some fucking hairy pussy dyke painting a fucking, like some losers who hang out at City Hall and use the YMCA too much. Mm-hmm. And you have to like, that is what painting is.
Yeah.
And music is like their stupid songs about a robin mm-hmm. or a blue jay. Mm-hmm. And like that is like the like art implementation is in the hands of the state. And I was like, that's good, isn't it? Isn't it really good?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
That's yeah. We have
not a good sign.
Cockeyed fucking
someone who belongs in a circus.
That was a crazy video. I don't know what she was even saying. She's talking about how people art world people are backing Mamdani. Yeah.
Just I mean, all the candidates.
Why wouldn't they? Big deal. Whatever.
Hedging their bets, $2,100 donations.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Short money too. What's Sangria Poppy saying?
This is all right. This is like when like cringy. This is you just start watching it. You'll see it.
Sangria Poppy Sunday Fun Day Jersey Shore. I'm gonna get lit like a lightning bug. The weather forecast says I'm drowning in sangria. I'm gonna need Pamela Anderson from Baywatch to save me. Let's fucking go,
bro.
What's sangria taste like?
Fruity
wine.
Like wine
mixed
wine,
juice.
Wine. Fruit juice and wine.
Okay.
Semen. Piss foam sometimes.
What else does he talk about? Does he have other videos? Is he
big into
sangria?
I think he's like an Irish kid LARPing as a Jersey Guido, but he's like 49 years old.
Yeah.
I really get it going.
Because his references
sangria
are...
Sangria Poppy, Danny White.
What are the promoters actually doing?
We do whatever the fuck we want. I'm Sangria Poppy. Who the fuck are you?
I thought that guy was going to ask him to leave.
It's a kid, Sangria Poppy, a.k.a. Simply Spike Poppy. I'm in Colorado at the Rockies game. They said call 1-800-GAMBLER if you got a gambling problem. So I called. I said I got a big effing problem. I bet the Rockies every night. They're 30-81. I'm down bad. Forget about it. Burberry Poppy, Sangria Poppy, it's the return, brunch champs, let's go. This is Burberry, not Furberry, you fugazis. Dolce Gabbana, let's go.
Interesting.
Isn't this the weirdest thing you've ever
this
seen?
This is very strange, very interesting.
Wow.
It looks like Nicole Hebert's brother, dressed up in a Jersey Guido outfit, acting like an influencer that should be 20 years younger than he is.
This one is crazy.
He's like the guy with the bowl cut and the teeth, he's smiling.
Yeah, who's the bowl cut?
Yeah, that fucking, that just weird guy. I don't even mean to bring him up. It's sort of embarrassing to bring someone like that up, but.
He's like the vintage guy?
I guess, what is it, like lol cows? What do you even call those
who's
people?
Who's the bowl cut in the teeth?
Final boss.
Yeah.
Ibiza the final boss.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's, I'm
just trying to understand these things.
Yeah, same.
This one's awesome.
You tell a lot of people that you can't do something that they want to enjoy, and they go,
what's he in,
no.
The Spanish Inquisition?
Smooth, and while doing the thrift challenge, I ran into my boy right here. What's your name?
Matthew.
What's the son about bro's fit, bro? Caught my eye. Would you like to get in detail about it?
Sure. It's actually a zoot suit. They were originally worn in, like, the 20s and 30s, and they were popular in demographics of people that weren't, you know, straight white men. It was just something that they did because it was fun. And then, you know, war happened, and you had to ration a lot of things, like fabrics, and... You tell a lot of people that you can't do something that they want to enjoy.
Does he keep it a beat?
No. There was a lot of turmoil between that, suit riots. It was not great, but I still think the fashion by itself should stand out. Got the tie that actually has little brooches on it that are cute. The sword, I have dice, because, you know, poker. Another little sword because I found a second one. I'm not sure what else is there to talk about. Just keys and random jargon. Removal for flight tags because I just think they're neat.
You like to shout out?
No, actually, I am an artist, but I try to keep my stuff on the low. Because
nah, actually, he's on the low?
With it because yeah. It's weird stuff. I don't draw traditional things. Nice to meet you.
Draws furry porn commission.
Interesting. Zoot suit. I didn't realize Zoot Suit Riots were a thing. Can you look that up? Is that because the blacks were not okay with fabric rationing? Is that what happened?
Better not be.
Racially motivated attacks, Mexican-American youth.
The fuck is this shit?
Yeah, he used to wear them Zoot Suits. Nick used to wear those when he was a boy.
Is this guy like the Riddler?
Kids trying to make me forget that he used to wear Zoot Suits with him and his boy. You and your boy used to dance around and do the cheerleading, abuse the gay. You all fucking faggot.
Spin around. Let me see it assless. Is it assless, buddy? Just turn around. Turn around. There's the ass hanging out of it.
You streaming right now? Show the stream. Show the stream that you gay with your assless boots with Zoot Suit. Type in Zoot Suit, Michael Ian Black. This was so...
Just do one more time?
Okay.
Give me four for nothing.
5, 6, 7, 8. Zoot suit, zoot suit, Zoot Suit. Read, please. Silk lapel. Guns a-blazing straight to hell. In my mind, you look so cute. Wrapped up with your arms around my zoot suit, zoot, zoot, suit.
It's good. It's really pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Wow, I never thought that'd be so much fun.
It's fun. It's fun. What?
What?
Nothing. What?
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 Nothing.
What? Nothing. One more time?
Yeah. 4 for nothing. You give me 4 for nothing.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Zoot, zoot.
Pretty good.
I remember laughing like hysterically. Because this is like right when like Bradley Cooper was coming off like Limitless.
Yeah.
And he was like a big name actor and he was like serious. Yeah. And then he comes and does this. And I was like, man, that's pretty fucking funny. Yeah. He's doing that. Like, fuck. Yeah. Wet Out of Reconcile is funny, man.
Is Bradley Cooper Jewish? He is, right?
It's a good question.
At least his mom might be. I don't remember this guy, Bernstein.
Irish.
I'm not hating on him. I just want to know.
Nice Catholic.
Really?
I don't believe it.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Military Academy?
No, Valley Forge. You know, my cousin.
Sam, you should get this on your Wikipedia.
My signature or my voice?
Your voice.
Yeah, I should.
Wow.
That's so cool.
I didn't know that was a thing.
And it should be like something insane. That's not you. Like someone doing a Joker impression or
hit
something.
Hit play. Let me see what it sounds like.
Well, I think storytelling is evolving. The idea of what that even means.
I think he's reading out of a gay sex manual.
Yeah, if anything's going to evolve, it would be the medium of communication that's existed since the beginning of humanity.
Big change is coming because of the technology. All the way we tell stories is evolving in ways that were so impossible to imagine before this new technology. But now here we are in all of this new frontier, and these new artists are going to ride this wave that everyone that's older just cannot see. They're unable to see it. I'm sucking cocks in the fucking alleyway this whole time. It starts changing. I start telling you a story. The way I tell it is different.
Tell it backwards.
I just don't tell it at all. That's the way I do it.
You use every tenth word? That's what you should tell it.
Ooh. He's probably asking that at the actor's studio.
Yeah. Hey, Robert De Niro, how do you tell a story using every tenth word? He's like, yeah, I mean, here's what you do. Why does everybody hate me?
Right off of a boat, right into the water.
A carnival cruise, fucking 80 stars. Like top of a carnival cruise, the biggest boat you've ever seen jumping up the top.
He's got his old clothes on, his old outfit from Taxi Driver.
That's good. That's real good.
Damn.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
My dad doesn't call me up and call me gay again today.
Yeah.
You know what I can't get out of my mind is the possibly the greatest video game intro ever.
Really?
Yeah, in my opinion. The
Mortal Kombat 2 trailer?
What could this be? How could I guess what this could be?
You've been watching this, Chris? You're into this?
Mm. This is...
Chris, are you ever going to buy a cool car?
This is maybe when I'm older. Maybe when I'm older than 31.
Should buy a zoot suit.
This is probably...
Are you 31?
Yeah.
That's oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got a whole bunch of years ahead of you, son.
Thank you. I think this is the best.
Pretty heavy one. Center lock wheels. Need some of those.
Yeah. On every car.
Yeah.
Why don't they run center locks on everything?
Because they probably fucking fly off the car.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
It's a four-cylinder.
Was it?
Those old JGTC Supras, yeah.
What for?
At least in that era. It's a Toyota Celica motor.
Whoa.
They switched to V8s later, but that car is a Celica motor.
It's mostly that little first minute thing. But
yeah.
I think
no, that was good.
Even though I'm not into cars at all, I think growing up playing these games, I was intrigued by how many real world brands,
yeah,
branding was involved.
That was such an important thing because no other game managed to do that. I think that might be what separated Gran Turismo from everything else.
Yeah.
Originally. So in addition to the shooting for realistic physics on a platform and sort of, but packaging it in an arcade style game.
And also, I think in this era, these racing games were like the benchmark for graphics, for like the current pushing the graphics for the
cars. They required 60 frames at least back in these days, didn't they?
Yeah, well, you this mean back these original Gran Turismo games?
Yeah, because at least in my mind, because there's the mechanics and the programming is like very standardized. There's no like, there's small margins. There's like, they could focus on the graphics because everything else was like standardized.
Yeah.
And there wasn't like insane, you know, physics things going on.
Right.
Like particle shit. But yeah. It's been on my mind.
That's a great intro, though.
Which one was that three? Which one was the one that sold so well? Was it two?
Probably three would probably be the super hitter seller.
And that was the first person shooter money in video games was racing video games.
I think it was this one right here. If I remember correctly, it was this Gran Turismo 3 A-spec.
It's the best-selling PlayStation exclusive ever made.
Yeah, this was the big dog right here. I mean, the first two, everybody loved the first two, and they were super important. But this one was like the sort of like Halo moment.
How does it compare to Ridge Racer?
Well, this is like a realistic driving physics simulator type thing.
Oh, okay.
With real cars, and Ridge Racer is arcade, very much arcade like. Like it doesn't the cars don't behave like real cars at all, and it's everything's much more stylized than aesthetic.
Ooh. I think Ridge Racer was also the first PlayStation SKU ever.
Like when that came out, that was the games when Ridge Racer came out for PlayStation 1, mm-hmm. games were different thereafter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Saturn had some racing games that were,
Saturn is so good.
Sewer Shark?
Sega CD.
Sewer Shark, yeah.
The only license example, before I forget if it's interesting anybody, of a game losing a license is Madden 96, where they didn't have NFL anymore. So it's like, it was like the Boston Crabs and shit like that, I remember.
Oh really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Isn't that so what stupid? Happened?
They were like, listen, we got a problem with you. Whoa.
Is this the one right here, 96, or is it a different one?
Maybe I'm wrong.
Type in which Madden game
Madden 64
lost the rights to use real NFL teams. The Boston Crabs. Did you ever play Mutant League Football?
Bones Justice. Mm. Yeah, I remember the cartoon, too.
Bones Justice.
Yeah. Dan. No, this happened.
Yeah.
The first one for Nintendo 64 did not have the license.
They're Mandela affecting.
I remember because I was like, what the fuck?
Boston Crabs.
NHL, was it 98 for the, for which one I played on N64?
What was it? I got to know this NFL Boston Crabs thing.
Yeah.
It happened. It happened.
Oh, video game. Yeah. Boston Crabs.
The very first Blitz. Madden game, it
was
says.
It Blitz?
1988.
John Madden Football?
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Boom! Tough acting and acting.
Yeah. Breath of Sure?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe it's gone, but I have distinct, it always stayed with me. How could I possibly, how could I possibly even make that up?
Yeah, it only has us. No actual NFL teams are included due to lack of NFL or NFLPA licenses. So the first one does not have
the first Madden.
We must be in a different time.
It's is it Axis Football from 2015? Type that in Axis Football. AXIS.
Isn't that way better? An entirely different roster of non-players that you would know? Like, it's so much better.
Oh, fuck. Look at this.
Look
Chuck.
At this scrub.
Wow.
This is good.
That's cool, man.
This might be the best game.
The Oakland Pillagers.
New England Hawks. Volunteers.
Yeah, whoa. That's tight.
Yo.
Buffalo Bisons.
Oh, so Icemen.
Pittsburgh Steelmen.
Griffins. Whoa. Indians.
Yeah, Indian shop owners.
The real real life minor league baseball teams have pretty crazy mascots and names.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's only a matter of time before what happens what I said was going to happen. The banana, Savannah Bananas. This stuff where they start dancing and shit because people don't want to watch football anymore because they made football players gay. It's going to be a matter of time for us. Third quarter. The game, the viewership is down. They're going to be like, that's Charles. Why don't you go take a few snaps?
Okay.
They're going to be like, we've been hanging out with Charles all day. He's going to pad out. He's going to suit up and head out there, and he's going to call a few plays. They're going to literally let you run plays. I shit you not. You are going to be able to, like, get hurt and, like, real plays or whatever. Throw a football. Here you go, buddy. Throw a – they're going to do – that's it.
I used to have this
– wow, that sounds funny.
A fitted Montgomery Biscuits hat.
That's a cool
one. Look at his tongue.
Yeah, I lost
butter.
It.
Butter! That's
my butter hurts.
Someone came in my butt.
It might be NFL Blitz that you're thinking of. Can you type in NFL Blitz?
NFL Blitz was like a NBA Jam sort of thing.
It's just such a specific memory of the first one for Nintendo 64 in 96. It's just so specific.
The N64.
No, because they have teams.
Do they?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
that's Cordell Stewart. That's supposed to be number 10 for the Pittsburgh. Yeah, those are real teams. Kansas City. Type in Boston Crabs, that's all.
Well, that looks cool, though.
Yeah, that does.
Damn.
Yeah, you'd get, like, the three best players, right? Because you get, like, the D player, a receiver.
No, I just guessed at the Boston one, but I don't
it
remember.
It wasn't the Boston Crabs?
No, that was just a guess.
Okay.
That is funny, though.
It's all just a wrestling move, the Boston Crab.
Now, is that Bret Hart's?
Roger Jackson should have put that guy's corpse in a Boston Crab when he was done. Make it sell it as a real wrestling bit.
Yeah, right? He's like, he's knocked out.
He told me to do this.
Give up. He's passed out.
Damn, one day it'll come out that was a hidden memory.
That'd be a really good frat guy. That'd be a move is you're a frat guy wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Your persona is a frat guy.
And your gimmick is that you beat the person unconscious and then give them a noogie.
And you write on their face. You write like cum slut on their face.
Yeah.
Like ding, 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 ding. It's like Hulk Hogan's out. He's out. And I'm writing like cum slut. And I'm like, yo, fuck you, dude. Yeah. And I'm spitting on him. He's got like...
He's got brain damage.
Yeah, he's got brain damage. I drew a dick on his face with like cum drips in his mouth. It's like frat. I pants him.
You get he's having a guy come out.
He's having a scary hard seizure, and you're pulling his pants down.
He's reaching for your hand.
Yeah. I smear shit on his face, like Jackass.
Yeah,
in a paper towel.
Yeah, I'm giving him sack taps. Like, you're just doing frat guy
sack thing. Tapping a guy with brain damage.
He's like you do something, you give him like a punch in the heart, and then you set. He's like, sack tap.
The response is just like sweat blows out and then puke. He came and screamed.
I'm trying to think of like what frat, like a really good frat. I give him like the Unky Cookie, which is the Oreo up the ass.
Yep. Why?
What?
Who's going to try to eat an Oreo from their ass?
Well, if you want to make the hockey team.
Yeah, fucking hockey players.
I know. I got to look up 10 frat.
Disgusting.
I'm eating semen bread. Mm-hmm. I was the last to beat off in front of everybody, so now I'm going to eat everyone's load. Wait for the fuck to go down.
You're eating a cum-covered cookie. He's like, he's giving him the cookie! Like, you're showing it. It's a cookie clearly covered in cum. He's eating it.
Oh!
Do you know people that did that?
No, it was just always
an urban legend.
It was like the hot dog in the pussy thing.
Yep, it is an urban legend.
There's always a girl who had or stuck a pencil in her pussy in class.
Yeah.
Remember, it was bleep this up. I remember it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah. Stuck a pencil up her pussy or a hot dog or a popsicle and it broke off.
Mm-hmm.
God.
I think that was like the pretty common one. You know, peanut butter dog balls, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Even though literally no one's ever put peanut butter on their balls and let their dog lick it off.
I wouldn't want a dog to rip my sack. I might as well call them sack rippers.
Oh. Yeah, sack rippers.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Like, you put peanut butter on
your dog biting your dick and balls off.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
It's like hungry, hungry hippos. It's gone.
Yeah, it's like yeah.
Oh. It sounds like a bite out of a crisp apple.
Oh.
You're going to try to get it back?
Yeah.
You're chasing it?
Yeah. You're putting your fingers in his mouth to get your own balls back. It's 100 feet away from where you were. You have so much blood on your pants. You have like fucking 3 gallons of blood pouring out of your sack.
By the time you catch the dog, your dick's already dog shit.
He's shitting it out. You're picking it out of dog shit. You're putting it in a plastic bag. Sew it back on. It's got worms in it.
Oh, it's got heartworms. A string on it. Fucking rubber.
It's got like you know when the bears have the string, the shit, the tapeworms hanging out of their ass? Tell me you've seen that.
No.
That you'll want to kill yourself. That's your bone balls. They have a 3-foot fucking shoelace tapeworm hanging out of them. Just like a bear tapeworm's ass.
They do some bad things to bears in this world.
Yeah, bears are yuck.
That's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Fucking ever. Yuck.
That's crazier than 9/11. Like, that's why they say you don't eat bear meat, because it's like infested with. Look at that.
They wouldn't have some sort of a mechanism to remove those?
My word. Show Charles the thing you just had open.
Yeah.
Wow. What, he's going to parachute in?
He's going to parachute in. That's what you have. You're picking your. Bears
are often victims what of parasites. The fuck? And you can have them
too.
These parasites are worms called tapeworms that can grow up to 30. That's so sad.
Ooh, poor bears. They kill themselves. They're drinking in bars because they have them.
I think bears do. Well, it's too dark to even think about.
Bears kill themselves?
There's something they.
What, the ones that the Chinese put in crates?
The ones that get the bile tubes in, they might kill their children or like force themselves to die. It's some dark stuff.
Ooh. Oh, I want to know about animal suicides. Now, what animals commit suicide? Damn.
Parasite cleanse time, boys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Weren't they saying it was just a virus?
They're not like...
They're not painful?
No, they're not. They can't, like, transfer to humans, but...
T-virus. I would blow that motherfucker away.
It sounds like something out of Spirited Away. Not Spirited Away.
Resident Evil.
I would guess.
Resident whatever, Mononoke?
Fucking Mononoke.
President Mononoke.
Ghislaine Maxwell. President Mononoke.
Yeah, you ever see that one?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to get scallops and oysters?
Yeah. Let's go eat some shellfish.
It's good reason enough not to eat pork, because those are the most infested that I know of from parasites. And, of course, it could share a lot of our genetics. I mean, who knows?
Oink, oink, Charles. Mm. That's what it's saying.
It's scary. It's like, I don't know. It's weird. Pigs are weird to me. There's not. They make me feel weird. Like, there's something odd about pigs. Like,
isn't there something with the eyes? Like, the eyes are human?
Yeah, they're humanoid or something. Yeah, they look up at you. Or no, can't they not look?
They might have human souls trapped in them.
It could be that, like in Spirited Away.
It's like Donald Trump's eyes right there.
Yeah, it looks like fucking Jesse Lee Peterson. Yeah, it does look like Donald Trump's eyes.
Pigs make me feel weird. There's something, I don't know. I shouldn't eat.
They're in cars, they're in bars next to you.
It's just it's just too horrific.
You get cut off pretty bad, you catch up to it to see what's in it. It's a pig looking at you.
It's one of the ones that if it breaks your bones, if it butts you, like ones where it kills you. The second you get out of the car, it knows it has you.
It snaps your back.
I'm running fucking 40 miles per hour at you. He's getting out of the car.
That's so fucking funny. Yeah, Razorbacks.
Oh, yeah, that's sad. But, I mean, they have to die. They're vermin out there.
Hog charge.
Yeah, you have to have a handgun on you?
Oh, bro. Like, what can you pot? Like, there's nothing. It'd be easier to fight a fucking pit bull than one of those things. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not.
Two pit bulls.
Oh.
It'd be easy. Yeah, well, how the fuck you?
These boars are big, man. They're like,
Yeah, this size is like 50-gallon drums.
Better kill this thing.
Checking his six.
You gotta be like John Wick, too, and these things are so fast.
The thing will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is he?
Fuck. Don't do it.
Whoa. He's still fishing. He just throws his... He casts his line.
That was quick. He dealt with that quick. He was talking to the thing.
Don't do it. He's like, fine, I won't.
What's this guy having these guys charged by 30 to 50 feral
hogs?
Is this
a video game?
Sad. I guess you... There's so many of them.
Whoa.
Run.
The edit. Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
What are you supposed to do?
I mean, you have a machine gun with that shit.
you climb a tree?
Oh. Nice.
Oh.
I think that was the guy, right?
Yeah, it was the pig.
Howard. You know.
What's he shooting his friend?
Yeah. It's a true politician.
Number 9.
Number 10 was not a good clip. These are not good clips, clip creator. This is actually,
we should do top 10 PGL moments.
This is Indian.
Damn. Yo. Sofiana. Bravo, Eric. Tiger Woods?
Portugal?
Ciao. Ciao, ciao. Damn.
Oof.
It's going to be like a homeless guy when he charges at me. Bravo, Eric. Sofiana. Bravo, Eric. Where the fuck are these places?
This is a global.
The phone is crazy.
Oh, man.
How do you not shoot the dog?
Dude.
Bro.
Right in the face.
As I can show this.
Oh, what? Whoa. What does Fugu mean?
Man, that's a beauty. Walla toka papa.
Walla toka papa. That's horrifying.
How the fuck do they get that big? They're eating fucking bullshit.
You're eating protein bars?
Drinking weight gainer?
You're eating David protein bars? Taking peptides? It's 8 motherfuckers shooting this thing. It's like Scarface is all coked up.
Go back 10 seconds, please. Watch the guy in the camo.
Yeah, I saw that glitch.
What's happening here? Play it. Let's play it at 25. What the fuck?
I don't know what that was,
dude.
Playback speed 0.25. Go back a little tiny bit. What the fuck is that guy doing? Are you watching that
Did
guy?
Did he shrink?
Look at him, Chuck. He's vibrating. He's just popping up and down really fast.
Oh, no!
What is
this? How did he do that?
Hit play, there's more. There's more of it.
I've only seen Apocalypse do that.
Oh. Watch. Oh, see? He's like,
shape-shifting.
Does he have the armor from Dune?
He must be doing something. Doing something right. Yeah. Okay.
Guys are shooting a little close to each other downhill, though. It's the more scary part.
I would have shot the talk back.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. Better safe than sorry.
Don't you want to get like a different color dog than the boar? If they're all black.
You got yellow jackets on them?
Yeah, something.
What a nightmare.
It's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Dude.
Man, it looks like fucking something you take home from the bar.
I like how the dogs run away. It's so good.
Yeah, like it cues you.
Dogs are so good like that.
This is not a good clip. Or is it?
It jumps from the top rope.
What kind of shotgun is that?
Whoa.
Oh, shit!
Ah, you stupid cunt.
Time!
You still missed?
Wow. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to be on a hill either.
I mean, they're like seeking this out, right? They have to be. More shapeshifter people.
Yo.
This guy's like Rambo over here. It's like John McPhee.
I'm gonna roll towards my buddy's gunfire.
Shrek's throwing mines like frisbees at him.
No, like now I know how people get shot.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is a very dangerous situation.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Number two.
Guys like Rambo.
It's a pig on a beach.
What is this, Palestine?
This is very odd terrain.
It looks like trash. What the fuck is all that stuff? I think this video has been AI upscaled. I think that's why it's
very odd.
Yeah. In fact, it definitely the whole thing's been AI upscaled.
Oh, shooting the dog?
Yo, buddy.
Bro.
You should have waited a little bit longer.
Oh, he blew that one off.
Yeah.
You gotta have a big magazine in that shoddy.
Oh, ooh, shit.
Fuck. Oh. He got me. He got me. He got me.
You're a shitty shot, dude. Oh, shot behind it.
Dude.
Last one got him.
Bro.
Well,
that doesn't look very fun.
That's how we got here, but
stuff's crazy.
God.
What else is going on? What else is new in this crazy world of ours?
See any good movies?
I've been watching The X-Files.
Oh, any good stories
so
from that?
Good. Oh, you just can't even, you know, it's just...
I love the black guy that's on the inside that helps, that like the contact on the inside.
Yeah, Mr. X.
Yeah, he is so good.
He looks like he should be in a commercial for just something else, like some sort of dietary old person supplement or something. I'm getting
linear?
My life together. It's like it's pretty. They're pretty loosely episodic. Like you don't have to watch. You can just jump in and watch any episode. Oh, okay. Pretty much. There's bigger A-line stuff that tracks across a season, but it's not vital for the episodes. But it's really such a well-made show. It's
the Skinner episodes are the most vital out of all of them.
Such
I find.
Good shit. Mm.
Skinner.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I've been watching that. I played Heroes of Hammerwatch, which was fun. It's just like a little roguelike type deal.
I remember Hammerwatch from back in the day.
It was a fun game, though. And then I finished Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines, which was awesome.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Super awesome.
You finished it?
Yeah, I finished it, yeah. It definitely falls apart at the end, I think, because they probably just
ran out of money
the way they made it. But yeah, I just played through the last... like half chapter with cheat codes on just because it was such a pain in the ass to get through.
Damn, I started that up. I know that it's a great one, like Deus Ex, because people compare
really
it
good.
To Deus
it's
Ex.
It's really awesome. Yeah, it's so good.
And the new one coming out in like October, November? There's
know.
A new
I
one.
I didn't even know about that.
It's the studio that made a Machine for Pigs.
Ah, Machine for Pigs made it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be, you're telling me it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be like a horror thing, but, or maybe it will.
But I mean, no, but they're.
I think they just released like a teaser trailer and some screenshots I just saw it a few days
ago.
The
people that made Amnesia a Machine for Pigs?
I believe so, yes.
Wow.
Was that a good one?
No way. It's just, I know it's well made.
I just know the name of it is good enough for me to play.
I don't play horror games, but I know that it's good.
But the new one, Bloodlines 2.
If they're making Bloodlines 2, that's going to be heavy, I think.
Because what's this? I don't know, Monolith. I don't know what team.
Troika? Is it Troika,
oh,
the developer?
Troika. Oh, yeah, Troika. Troika. Okay, yeah. The first one was a different studio. Was it Nihilistic that did the first Vampire the Masquerade? Because there was one before this.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it was. This is a tabletop game. I mean, I think
the Bloodlines is the first video game, right?
It was a license. They like bought the licensing to.
Yeah, the Masquerade is a tabletop game, but this game Bloodlines, okay. I think, was the first video game, right?
I thought there was maybe.
Oh wait, no, wait, go back, Chris. Go
isn't
back.
Isn't there an like? I'm, yeah, am I yeah. losing my fucking mind?
That's okay. As began to, it's a sequel to The Masquerade Redemption.
Okay.
Okay, click that link there, The Masquerade Redemption.
Look,
I was right!
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go. Look at that. I don't even know what this is. What is this? Is this game good?
From 2000? I don't remember. It's been so many years.
Different thing.
Yeah, there's an. It's a. That one's a sequel, Bloodlines. Isn't that weird?
Crazy, wow. Look at this. It's got a fucking thing in it. It's like a story. Oh, wow.
It's probably even better. I mean, look at this.
Holy.
It looks good. In the beginning, there was only
Cain. Looks awesome. Cain,
who sacrificed his brother.
Assist my ally.
Dude, that might be worth a playthrough.
Yeah, we gotta check that out.
Yeah, that goes way back. Fucking, I knew it. Oh.
Is there a trailer or a preview for Bloodlines 2? Is there anything we can see?
Yeah, there is something.
YouTube for that?
Looks like Cyberpunk a little bit. Hope those guys are in the game.
7 days ago, pre-order trailer?
Yeah, sure.
Better be good.
So weary is the wanderer. The treads on the fertile soil.
Your reputation is legend.
I have to use the bathroom.
The city flowered in fire, and in fire she
lived. Bioshock?
Don't
action.
Listen!
Shut up!
I guess it looks like Bioshock or something. Fabian's in this?
This is something. Fire, can you... Oh, guess I found my body.
Detective, is there something you need?
How's the case? Hot leads, cold bodies, reheated plots.
Oh, my, you... I think I know what you are.
They say trouble comes in pairs, Detective. Trouble comes in your pairs.
What the fuck is going on?
The only one who has had strange dreams.
First one takes place in San Francisco, right?
But
I don't remember.
That would mean... Who is he?
It brought you here, my fire. My fire.
There's a lot of women in this game. It'd be nice to hear him scream, I guess. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't... I mean, who knows what it's like, but it doesn't... I mean, I guess if you feel like it, but I know Bloodlines is... So it's definitely a bang slammer. I just...
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, damn. It's awesome. Fantastic.
Source Engine.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
John DiMaggio.
Mm. Bertram Tongue. Smiling Jack. What's the character name?
Oh, Bender.
Yeah.
Yeah, old Bender. Any other games other than that? That's pretty good, though.
That's
Bloodlines?
That's it for me so these days, yeah.
Hmm.
What about you?
No, but I'm going to have to.
You just went to Ireland.
Yeah.
And you, was it fun?
It was crazy. Yeah.
What's it like over there?
It's pretty, Ireland's nice, but Dublin is a bit skid row-ish.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not.
Are homeless people?
It's not, yeah, there are. It's not skid row like LA. I mean, there's lots of, a lot of it's really nice, but some of the, at least the nightlife areas is just, was pretty crazy.
Just everybody's drinking.
Everybody's drinking, not eating. Everybody's singing songs, freaking bottles on the ground.
Like Irish songs?
Yeah.
Like Irish and Harlish.
Yeah, there's a lot of triad music. We didn't manage to stumble into one of those jamborees, but oh my God, it was crazy. I would avoid Dublin if I were to go back, I would go right to the West.
And that's just because there's so many drunk people? Is that why?
No, there wasn't much to do but drink and not eat. Mm. Well, there's landmarks. There's a college there. And I guess I could have taken some classes while I was there. I could have sat in my class while I was there. But no, it was
Did
just,
you get off a plane
up.
And then not catch restaurants in time the first night and then have a tough time finding the next day?
No. We got restaurants, no problem. When we got there. It's just if we were going to be drinking at, 10 or 11 or 12 or 1, You have to eat your own load if you need sustenance.
They didn't have Mozzies?
No, they didn't have Mozzies. Some guy was like, you want some peanuts? I'm like this. Yeah, look. Do I look like I want peanuts eating my own load in his face?
Can you go to YouTube and type in Dublin nightlife?
Oh, yeah. Let's check it out. But it was, yeah, I wish we would have gone to see some more landmarks, but we were kind of pressed. We were wild. We were living it.
Let's check out some of the nightlife.
Let's check out.
Not for the faint hearted. Yeah. So you faint when you're watching.
The Norby video, talk about prices here that are absolutely outrageous. Some of the prices here, let's be honest about it. They are okay. There's a crowbar. There as well, and the Wall of Fame. So Temple Bar is actually a really good atmosphere.
That's where we
two
were.
Two musicians on.
You're
just
at Temple
now.
Bar.
Yeah,
absolutely that, brilliant. Like the guy and the girl.
It's nice, crowd, but at night it was packed.
Really engaging in it.
And shit.
Really good atmosphere. Lots of tourists, obviously, in there. It's a tourist trap. Cam just behind me. It's an absolutely beautiful bar. Actually, inside and outside, it's really, really nice. To be fair, and it does have really good atmosphere. But supply and demand, if you would just keep coming, keep
the
paying
airport's
the prices,
right next to the bar.
The prices will continue to be high, but it is very good.
I thought that was
you're
a trash
your holidays,
bag.
You're only here probably once or once a year, whatever, when you're coming, and it's a really good atmosphere. We're going to head tonight. That was about £250 for one night. So you see the room review of the hotel I've stayed in. It was better value for two nights. I don't know how you get any sleep staying in that hotel, because round about here, it's going to be really, really busy to 2 or 3 in the morning. Another nice wee bar coming up on the left hand.
Oh, there was a lot of that shit.
This shit?
Yeah, a lot of people singing these songs.
We got across the road.
I will wait,
It was like that shit. I was like, hearing everyone singing it.
Very good.
I just know that no one in the whole place is fucking eating a thing. They're only drinking. That's why it makes me mad when I walk by.
Not cheap. It's nice. Really good. The musicians are brilliant. Really good. Superb.
Yeah. Bro.
American songs and an acoustic guitar at a pub.
Yeah, that's what I go to hear. That's what I hear. American bullshit. I want to die. I was looking for food. Maybe people were laughing at us. I was like, ah, fuck you.
Interesting.
Yeah, you should. The western parts is where you want to
get. The west is one. Even Galway is. Do not go to Dublin. Go right to Galway. Do not go to Dublin. Go right to Galway. Built on the site of a much older. It's crazy. Oh, it's unbelievable. Galway. Fascinating gravel-like
tech. Oh, this is like really out there.
Oh, but no, but it's a huge, it's a big city too.
The Irish.
Just all gay bars. No, it's nutso.
What a fucking gorgeous.
Oh, it's sickening. It's really just do avoid Dublin. Go right there.
Mm. It's beautiful. Wow, look at that.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Ay, ay, ay.
Gotta move there. Find me a little Irish beauty. That's what I got to do with it.
It's time to reset, Nicholas.
Time to leave my wife, Jessica, and get a nude Jessica. Find me out a new Irish Jessica.
I'll call her New Jessica.
It'll be my new world, New Jessica. That'll look like her. That'll be me. I'll have a full head of hair. A gypsy wedding. Let her kick me in my balls. However the fuck they do it out there.
Are you guys ever watch Father Ted?
Father Ted?
Father Ted will fuck you up. How
it's
good
Father
it is.
Father Ted.
Bro, an Irish comedy show from...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bro.
Look. Chinese, if you please. Oh, oh, oh. Come on, Dougal, lighten up. Dougal, there were Chinese people there.
All right, yeah.
I mean, what is... I mean...
That's the Inn family. They're living over there in that old Chinatown area.
Chinatown area? There's a Chinatown on Craggy Island? Dougal, I wouldn't have done a Chinaman impression if I'd known there was going to be a Chinaman there to see me doing a Chinaman impression.
Why not, Ted?
Because it's racist. they'll think I'm a racist. I'm going to have to catch up with them and explain I'm not a racist.
Hello there, Father.
Hello, Colm. Out and about?
I am. Same as yourself.
Good, good.
I hear you're a racist now, Father.
What? What?
How did you get interested in that type of thing?
Who said I'm a racist?
Everyone's saying it, Father. Should we all be racist now? What's the official line the church is taking on this?
Oh, no.
Only the farm takes up most of the day, and at night I just like a cup of tea. I might be able to devote myself full-time to the old racism.
Good for you, Father.
What? Oh, Mrs. Carberry.
Good for you, Father. Well, someone had the guts to stand up to them at last. Coming over here, taking our jobs and our women, and acting like they own a fucking place.
Did she turn out to be
good
wrong?
Father. Yeah. Good for you. Good for
turned
you.
Turned out they should call the show The Vindication of whatever that character's name is. There's the prophet right there.
Isn't the Greeks, it's the Chinese he's after.
I'm not after the Chinese.
I don't care who we get so long as I can have a go at the Greeks. They invented gayness.
Look, you're not going to go.
They're worried about China and Greece.
All right. God.
Didn't turn out to be the Chinese and Greek, but I guess that's part of the little joke that they wrote in. But no, that show, there's a lot in that show.
Rewind it 5 seconds, crazy. What'd you say?
As long as I can have a go at the Greeks.
After. Ready? I'm not watch after this. The Chinese.
I don't care who we get so long as I can
no.
have a go at
yeah,
the Greeks.
Right, watch.
They invented gayness.
Look, you're not going to go at anybody. I am not a racist, all right? God.
Fucking Greeks.
How's Mary?
She's fine. She got that job after.
Great.
One go.
Yeah, it shows really crazy. Some good times in that one.
Old Father Ted.
Father Ted.
Yeah, Father Ted was good.
All right, we got anything else to hit here? You want to wrap it up, Ski, Chris? What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think?
We're going to release that video.
Oh, we got that video? We're going to drop it?
Yeah, it's scheduled 15 minutes.
Oh, yes. That's good news for me.
Excellent.
I like
what do you
it.
Got?
I like it. Just a Labubu review video.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Did you get any good ones?
We got hope, charity, temperance, peace.
Serenity.
Loyalty.
Serenity.
We threw him in the Dodge Ram.
Really?
Yeah.
People flip out. Oh, they're going to love it. Any of them good ones?
It was just funny. No, we didn't get any expensive ones.
We should. They just are expensive in general.
They are expensive in general.
How much are they?
How much are they per thing?
Well, that box of six or eight was $200. And it's after, it's wow. StockX.
Wow.
Whoa.
So you can't buy them anyway. It's Chinese toys.
Crazy.
And that's fucking retarded.
The boo boos. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's nice.
All right, gang. Thanks for watching. The Palace, Full Mode, Scuffed Realtor. Right. Check them out live. Where do they go? They go to Shamonic's House.
Shamonic's House.com/scuffed realtor for the live shows.
Go there and go watch Nick live. It's very funny. It's extremely funny. He's heightening the funniness. It's a new thing. It's really good.
Got a live calls.
You're going to have to enjoy it. If you're going to
see it,
you can enjoy it.
Hell yes.
All right, guys.
Hell
peace.
Yes.
Peace. Bye-bye.
Ooh. Nick Roach for Sam Hyde. Is it a perfect guy life or the life of a perfect guy? Decide if you ride or die. Talk about different kinds of shit or jokes aside. Fucking with your followers. Like, share, subscribe. Comments. If you behave, we will surely reply. There's no denying, we inspire our whole group. Don't blame us, you ending up in Debo's pigeon coop. It's true, we see the world in different views. We all have different dreams to pursue through different avenues. Give a clue, ready, set, go, on my cue. Take a big pot and here's what we gonna do. Positivity, humor, splash of humility. Stir that shit up in the pot, boiling stability. Take time, watch the clock. Strengthen longevity. See the steam flow out the tops to smell so heavenly. Perfect guy life.